Hi friends, we come to you again today by means of this radio program, the program titled Words of Hope. And we're so glad to come to your house. Wherever you are today, I trust it's a good day with you. And we're on a journey, man. In this life, it's a few days and full of trouble. He comes forth like a flower, in a few days he's cut down and continueth no more. You know, the Bible even gives us a fair account, a reasonable account of how long our life will be. We don't necessarily all live that long, and some live longer, but it speaks about 70. That means 70 years. And if we live any longer, then we're living by added strength that God has given us. So the Lord has given you and I an opportunity in this present life to make peace with Him. We're born into this life, in this world, as a sinner. And therefore, God gives you and I a chance to be saved. And He said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Many people around the world don't understand about this new birth, and that is the purpose of this program, that we might tell you what you must do to be saved. In fact, we have written a pamphlet, and the title of this is, Am I Going to Heaven? And we'd like to send this to you free of charge. If you'd just write us at our address at the conclusion of this program, we'd be glad to send this to you. In fact, we'd send you more than one that you could pass out in your community. If you're a Christian, you could be a missionary there in your own community. This pamphlet asks about 18 different questions of what people are trusting in to take them to heaven, and then it gives the biblical account of what you must do to go to heaven. So please write us today, and we'd be glad to send it to you. We want to talk about today, our subject is why Christ brings meaning to our life. Remember that we, without God, we're empty. Our life is void, and we search many places, and we seemingly don't find peace. But the Lord, He's the Prince of Peace today. We find in the Gospel of John, chapter 10, and verses 9, Jesus says, I am the door. By me, if any man will enter in, he shall be saved, and go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. And he goes on to say, I'm the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Now, I don't know much about tending sheep, but we're told in the countries, you know, where that people house sheep, that especially in the biblical times where the Bible was written surrounding the Israelites, the wells, we do know, are very scarce, and there would be shepherds from various neighborhoods that would come, and all these sheep would gather there at the same watering place. And when the shepherd got ready separate his sheep, he would just step aside, and he would give a certain sound, and all the sheep that belonged to him recognized the shepherd's voice, and therefore they were able to come aside. He knew his sheep, and the Bible said here, a stranger will they not follow, but they'll flee him from him, for they know not the voice of a stranger. And my we today that have been saved by the grace of God, we know that Jesus does not take away life. He said, I came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Now, the Lord spoke in one place to his disciples. He said, a new commandment that I give unto you. And this new commandment is that we love one another. So Christ today brings love. You know, even we're to love our enemies. And he said, beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another. And the world today, everywhere you go, people are looking and searching for peace. But you see, we don't find peace in our warfare, in our size of our army. We may conquer one nation and another, but this may give some outward peace for a time. But still, people need peace inside their soul, and only the great God of heaven is able to give this kind of peace. So the love of God today is what makes me take the time to make these broadcast and send it around the world today that people might hear about the love of God. You see, it cost us here in America, it cost us time and it cost us money. We do not ask for your money. People, friends of this broadcast that are saved and want to see other people go to heaven, we take money out of our pocket. We take our time and our effort to bring the message of truth. And this is unselfish, friend. We're not asking you for anything, but we're trying to help you that you would miss that awful place that is called hell. And so there's nothing outside of the love of God that would prompt us to do such a deed as we're trying to do to help you. Well, you see, being a Christian is somewhat like the Good Samaritan that we have an account of in the Bible. This Good Samaritan, he was going from Jerusalem down to Jericho, and he looked over and saw a man there wounded and left to die. And the Bible says he went over and he put oil in this wound. He bound him up, put him on his ass, and taken him down to the inn, to the place, a hotel we might use in today's language. And he paid his rent. He paid the fare. And he says, I'm going and I'll come again. And whatever he owes, he said, I'll pay this. And my friend today, would you be willing to go to a place if you are a Christian today? First of all, you cannot be of much help to anybody until you first give your life to God. And once you give your life to God, certainly life is going to be much better. It's going to have meaning. And when you have the love of Jesus Christ in your life, then you're willing to sacrifice. Yes, we're going to be frustrated at times, and we're even going to fail. But sometimes God brings us in a place of conflict. He brings us into a place of failure that he might be able to help us to look to him. I find an account in the Bible where Peter, you know, he was a follower of the Lord, and he saw Jesus coming, walking on the water, and he said, if that be you, Lord, he said, bid me to come to you. And the Lord said to Peter, he said, come. And Peter got out of the boat, and he started walking on the water, and he was doing fine as long as he kept his eyes upon Jesus. But when he began to look around and saw that the winds were boisterous, and then he began to sink. And friend, as long as we keep our eyes on Jesus, we can do well. But sometimes we begin to look around and we see failures and we see problems of other people. We see shortcomings of other people. And now we begin to falter. But today, God, he said, I came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. He said, I'm the door. If any man will enter into this life and be saved, he's got to come in by me. So you see, Jesus is the door today. It isn't this religion or that religion. It isn't this church or that church. It isn't doing a certain set of rules and regulations. You know, people today are bogged down with rituals and ceremonies and all these kind of things. Friend, all of this is very secondary. God, nowhere in the Bible, the only condition that God makes in order for a man to go to heaven is to repent of your sins and believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Isn't it wonderful? He said, come without money and without price. It doesn't cost one penny for you to go to heaven today. All nations of all kindred, all races, everybody, you know, God looks upon us as one big human family. Sure, some people prosper better than others. Some have things. Some are privileged to have an education, are privileged to have a home. But what about the homeless today? What about those that are not privileged to have an education? My friend, God loves you just as much as he does the President of the United States, the Queen of England, or the King of any other country. God said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, because I am meek and lowly, and my burden is light. You see, religion today will weigh you down. It's a bunch of laws and rituals and do this and do that and don't do this and don't do the other. But my dear friend, Jesus came, he said, that you might have life and have it more abundantly. God loves you today, even regardless of how you may interpret God. Many times people think God is a hard person, that God is a mean old man, that he's somewhere out in the beyond, and he looks down upon mankind today, and hates us. But my friend, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Won't you come to this God today that loves you, and he's waiting with outstretched arms and saying, come. And so when the Lord comes into our life, he places the Holy Spirit into our life, and said, he will guide you into all truths of righteousness for my name's sake. So we have the Holy Spirit in our lives today, and God leads us and guides us. You see, the Lord tells us in Galatians chapter 5, verses 1, he says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. And he said, if you be free, you are free indeed. So Satan today wants to bind us, and he wants to put us in bondage. You see, but God wants to liberate us, remembering that God has given us life, and he has given us abundant life. God wants to help us, and he wants to bless us. He said that he is the good shepherd, and the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. That's what God did for you and I. He said a hireling in John chapter 10 and verses 12, he said, the hireling is not a shepherd, but whose sheep are not his. But he said a hireling, you see, is a hired person. And he'll flee when the wolf comes, when the tempter or somebody comes. But you see, Jesus says, I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you. Even God, whatever circumstance that you're in today, God is in that with you. And today, if you'll just lay your cares upon him. Now, God teaches us lessons. God sometimes brings us into situations that we don't understand. We don't know how to get out of this situation. But what God wants us to do is to go to him in prayer and call upon him and ask him to deliver us. And God said he is the very present help in the time of trouble. So God wants to come to your house, to the place where you are today, and help you and bless you. Will you trust him today?